Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Move over, Jake.
I'm moving. Jeez.
Thursdays are reserved for a man with a wider range of music knowledge than Jake could ever dream of.
This is the golden era. You would hear this on any radio station. You know, it wasn't like it is now. You know, you got country, you got R&B, you got pop, you got rap, you got rock. They didn't have that then. You heard everything.
A man who knows a good song when he hears it, just as much as a good diamond when he sees it.
You get a diamond!
Yes, I do get Brilliant. A diamond. I get a diamond, and that makes me happy.
It's time for Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, sponsored by Sartor Heyman Jewelers, on Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket.
Song of the Day, Heartless by Heart from 1976. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman Jewelers. Song of the Day. Once again, your Song of the Day from 1976. Heartless by Heart. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman, Heyman Jewelers. Song of the Day. Sip, you're going Heyman. First today.
Yeah, mildly. I'm mildly intrigued by that song. Mm-hmm. It struck me a little bit as forced. Like, they are forcing it a little bit.
They had to get a song on an album, and someone had to write it, and they had a couple hours. That's kind of how it looked.
I think that's more like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That one.
Easy, Jake. Yeah. No, that song used to get airplay. Do you remember?
I vaguely remember it. It was always
not a lot of airplay.
Not a lot of airplay, and not a lot of times it was like, "Hey, pop that Heart 8-track in."
Heart had some great songs though, and Jake, that did get a little airplay.
What year, Jake?
1976, which is what
better times.
I'm not sure that the song was better.
I think, Bill, you would agree it was kind of funky in a way.
There's kind of a little, there's a little part of it that I kind of like, but I only like the instrumental part.
Yeah. I'm going 715.
Whoa. Okay.
He so made that up. That is just like.
I'll be very honest with my score when we get to it.
Make faces like that.
It's not horrific. It's not horific, Rick. Doesn't move the needle much. It's going to be a 4.994.
Bill, can I just say this? I'm a Heart fan. I like Heart.
That song is a 1.2.
Oh.
1.2.
1.2
for
Rick,
Jake. I can't.
It doesn't do much for me. It's not
a single thing for me at all.
Yeah. Steve gave a fake
I'm just trying to be real here.
Yeah, Steve
Bill,
gave a fake number.
I like Heart. I like him.
So I'm going, is Rudy going to go below a 1.2 or not?
I think
he's going to
be a 6.9. 6.1.
6'3", great vocalist and lead singer, he says. But,
they have
there
Heart,
was some vocals there.
Yeah, vocals is real. Thank you, Rudy.
Well, we're now joined by Rick Heyman. Rick, good morning. I didn't like the song, but Sip did today.
Well, I missed Rudy's score there.
6.3.
6.3.
Okay, good. Well, this is goes out to Jennifer and Hubby. They've asked me for Heart.
Okay.
And I'll explain a little bit about this song and this band here in a second. But we got all 45 seconds of that song, so thanks for that,
a minute
Jake.
And 20 seconds, Rick.
Yeah, Rick, okay. I got to push back on you on that one.
I played the whole.
Ever since we got kicked off of Spotify forever, we've given it a good run.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Bill.
The intro is awesome, and the part after that part is awesome. So you kind of, back in those days, you had to listen to the whole song. That's why we had what were called record albums. So you listen to the entire song, and then you listen to the next song and the next song and so forth. But a little different today. Okay. Great. I almost forgot to call in. I was so enthralled with the conversation this morning.
With Sizzler?
Which was fun.
Did you go to Sizzler?
You guys.
Sizzler and Bonanza.
Yeah, the steakhouses. You know, I used to go to Mr. Steak. Do you remember that? That was in the, about this time, mid-70s maybe. It was over there on O Street, across the street from the Cooper Theater. where the Schlotsky's was for a while, and I don't remember what's there now, south side of O Street. And they had a steak and lobster deal on Friday nights for $9.99.
Okay.
That sounds delightful.
Sounds delicious.
Okay, $9.99. You
got a steak and a lobster tail and a salad and a baked potato.
Can't even go to McDonald's for that.
Unbelievable.
Things have changed, sadly.
Can't go to Schlotsky's.
And by the
that.
Way, I finally went to Early Bird. I had a meeting there. And I didn't realize hash holes. We each ordered hash holes and an egg. I didn't know that you got like seven hash holes that come out in a bowl.
Yeah, that's a shared appetizer, Rick. That's not your own thing.
Oh, my Lord.
It's a lot of food.
It's like potato meatballs in a bowl.
If you ate seven of those, you couldn't have. You had to roll you out of that place.
I had one, and I took the rest down to the shop guys, and they mowed them down in about 10 seconds. Oh, so they were fabulous.
Good job, Ray.
Great stuff. Okay. Let's talk about this. Hopefully Jennifer and hubby are listening
they
today.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Second Heart record called Magazine. The first record was a smash hit, huge hit, had Barracuda and all them on it, and they came out of nowhere. This was a Seattle band, Heart, and if you listen to this closely and all their stuff, early stuff, Roger Fisher, who was the guitar player and boyfriend of Ann Wilson, the lead singer, he was one of their key songwriters, one of the great guitar players of the 70s that you don't hear much about, and the guitar work on most of these songs is just spectacular. And people think it's Nancy, you know, the sister, but she mainly just played rhythm. He was the one that wrote a lot of these songs and developed these riffs. So incredible. And Heart is, I'm going to tell you a little story about them real quick here. They had three or four records, and they were huge hits, all of them. And all of a sudden, they kind of fell apart, and nobody could understand why. And the record companies were dumping them, and my wife and I went and saw Heart in, I think it was 85 at Pershing, and at that time they were rudderless, they were kind of lost. People thought they were done. They had a curtain in Pershing walled down. You know how they used to pull up a curtain so that half of the whole auditorium was you couldn't see it. And we were in like the fourth or fifth row. And I think there was maybe 1,000 people there at most. And that's right when their next album came out and they got a new record deal. They got rid of all the band members and they got a new band and they got some new songwriting. And about 6 months after that, same thing with this. This is what happened with Fleetwood Mac and Rumors. There was nobody there. Heart, there was nobody there. And right after this, 6 months later, that record hit, and they became humongous again. They had two full careers.
God.
So what a band. And in my band days, I used to play up in the Northwest a lot. We played a lot of the same bars and clubs that they used to play in. They had all their stuff they wrote on the walls, you know, in the green room, the dressing rooms and everything. So I'm a little bit touched because I got to be around where they were. We used to play. And by the way, when they first started, they were a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Wow.
Because nobody could sing those high parts.
Okay.
Except for Ann Wilson, who to this day is probably one of the greatest rock and roll lead singers of any band, of any era, and she happens to be a female. So,
okay.
With that in mind, we are going to go to Stump Sippers.
Here we go.
Whoever's first.
Sips first. Go ahead, Sips first.
Has Heart had more or less than 19 top 40 singles?
Top 40. Was that a top 40 single, by the way, that song? Yes, it was.
I think it was number 8 or something.
Hello. I'll say they've had over 40.
You get a diamond. It was
brilliant.
Not 40, 19.
It was 19.
And the number was 20, but we'll give it to you anyway.
You got it right, though.
We think you got it right.
You got it right.
Let's listen to the questions next time.
Incidentally, they've sold over 50 million records. 50 okay. million.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that.
Coach,
yes.
Were the Wilson sisters rated better or worse than number 30 in the world's greatest women of rock and roll, according to VH1 in the year of 2000? Were they higher or lower than number 30?
Higher, much better. They were in the teens.
You get a CZ, they were number 40.
Huh. You kind of set us up there, Rick. You said they were the greatest lead singer ever.
And then they're 40.
They're 40.
Which one are they?
Well, I'm not VH1, okay. So in my opinion, they're probably number 2 or 3.
Okay. Yeah. That's some disparity there.
And for everybody, are they or are they not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes. 100
yes.
In.
All Diamonds, 2013.
Brilliant.
2013. Rick, what's happened right now at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Sauter Heyman, we're 120 years old for what, 2-3 more months? Go to our website. We're 4 generations of excellence in the state of Nebraska. We're giving away gift cards every single day for $120. We're giving away a 1.20-carat spectacular Heartland diamond. If you haven't heard about it, go to the website and register. The best thing to do is follow Sauter Heyman on Facebook and Instagram, because all of that stuff is out there every day. Hey, we've got Husker jewelry. We've got diamonds. We've got watches. We've got the greatest shop in the country, well known in the industry. I think our average jeweler, our master jeweler, has been with us 25 years. You don't see that in any other business. So check us out, SauterHeyman.com. Best of for decades. Breakers get 10% off. If you mention the show when you come in or online, put the word ticket with a capital T. I'll post more interesting, great things about the spectacular heart. That's to you, Jennifer and Brad. Check us out at SauterHeyman.com. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks, right. Rick. See you, Rick. That's Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, which is Heartless by Heart from 1976. Better times.
Better times.
Better times. Hour 2 is next, an early break in the ticket.